Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. Also, welcome to the 300th taping of You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. Yay! Tonight's guests include Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum from Project Runway, music from Margo McDonald, and some other niggas, maybe. House band Ian Graham. I'm your announcer, Jamel Xerxes. Please give a warm round of applause to Mr. Brandon Weatherby!
We did it! We're living the dreams. We're living the best dreams. We're in America, the greatest country that I'm in. We're on a stage. It's the best stage I'm currently on. I'm excited to be here. I'm glad that you're here. I have the best Sugar Ray tribute act I've ever heard in my life. I have Xerxes, for Christ's sake. It's amazing I have Xerxes. I haven't been the best host. I haven't been the worst host. This show started as a fresh air ripoff in my apartment in Chicago, Illinois. And I met a lot of really amazing people in my apartment. It's really cool. One of those people that I met, her name is Cameron Esposito. Cameron Esposito is currently an LA comedian, and she had her late night debut this week on the late show with Craig Ferguson, and she crushed. She absolutely destroyed. What made it even weirder and better is Jay Leno was a guest on that show. So she did stand up for Jay Leno and Craig Ferguson. Cameron Esposito is a lesbian, and she just got engaged to her partner, which is awesome. Her partner's name is Rhea. I highly recommend you listen to Rhea. Rhea is also a comic that's been on the show. And she was doing a bit about being recently engaged to her partner because she's a lesbian. For some reason, Ferguson and Leonard decided to not really heckle but participate in the bit, which was amazing, and I've never seen that happen before. Cameron, because she's a pro, completely abandoned her set and just riffed with the most successful late-night host of all time and my favorite late-night host of all time, got to sit on the couch, and the segment ended with Jay Leno screaming, "I love lesbians." Now, that's amazing. That's everything I've ever wanted to accomplish, and I'm so, so glad that I got to know this person. Now, Cameron was awesome enough to do this show in my apartment. She was also awesome enough to do like the third live show we ever did in 2009. She was also a guest on our New York show in October 2011. Now, that was one of the worst shows you've ever done. That was in this wonderful place called Pete's Candy Store. It was the sixth show in 4 days, and we were all very, very tired, and we were miserable. And I remember my first question to Cameron Esposito, and I asked her, "Are you happy to be here?" And she said, "Yes, of course," with enthusiasm. And my asshole response was, "Why? This is a bad show." Now, I'm an idiot. This is not a bad show. This is a fun thing to do. We're happy to be here. We have to have a positive attitude about life. We're going to accomplish great things. We're going to meet new friends. And if worse comes to worse, we're in an establishment that serves and sells alcohol. How could this possibly be bad? It's going to be the best. It's going to be the best. So since that show, a year and a half, 2 years now, 2 years, I've changed this show. We've stopped doing anything remotely real. I'm using quotes in that. Instead, I have one of the best guitarists in Washington, D.C. completely hide his talent every single week and play Sugar Ray tribute songs because that's why. That's why this show is the best show ever. This is completely sincere. We have a guy every week play Sugar Ray covers. You know, Sugar Ray doesn't even do that. This is the best show. We have Xerxes announcing. He wears random teams' hats because he likes the colors. He is a fan of fashion, and everyone should want to have sex with him. Consensual sex with him. Church. And I believe all of this thing. We have a guy on this show that comes on stage and calls me a racist every single week, and he's one of my best friends. His name is Haywood Turnipseed Jr., and that's not a stage name. That's his real name. We have fucking Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum coming to the Wonderland Bar. What other show has that? No other show has that. This is the best show. I've never been more happy to do a show. We have a kid that's in the room tonight that's literally blowing up things. He's a terrorist. His name is Brandon Wardell. He should be on every watch list. Google him. He's amazing. We have so many people. We have Adam Friedland on this show every week. Last time he did a Chicago comic that has been in the business for 47 years. That's not even physically possible. He's in his 20s. It crushed. That's what we do here. Listen, guys, I listen to a lot of Kanye West. I'm tired of this bullshit. This is the best show ever. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy you're here. We're going to have an amazing show. Play some goddamn Sugar Ray, because that's the best band in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ian Graham. Like to apologize for that, whatever that was. I think it's because football season is this weekend. It kicks off this season. I'm getting back into the football spirit. I just want to yell at people while wearing a suit coat, preferably people that are wearing shoulder pads and helmets that I could literally just smack in the head, but it's okay because they have, like, so they're not going to get complete concussions, just a little concussed. So I'm a big football fan. I'm a big Chicago Bears fan. They're going to have a horrible year. I'm excited to watch every single game with my friend Harold. It's Harold's birthday tonight. Let's think about him. Moving on. Jamel, you're the announcer tonight.
Howdy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm straight, man. You know me. You know how I do, baby doll.
Now, you have glasses on. Mm-hmm. I've never seen you with glasses on.
This is a new look, a new old look. I had glasses when I was 14, and I lost them, and I just gave up on seeing now, for the next 12 years.
So you have... Wait, you're 26.
Mm-hmm.
You need glasses.
Yep.
Didn't have them for 12 years.
Hell no.
What'd you just do? You got your shit together. You got some glasses. You're living a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel better with glasses on your face?
I do, a little bit. I feel like high-end couture.
Where did you get the glasses?
I got them at my eye doctor.
Where'd you?
Potomac Festival.
There you go.
Shout out to Woodbridge.
All right, good. We're going to get some free glasses that are on. I'm very excited to announce we have a glass.
The style
sponsor
of these was called Jubilee.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I was so excited when I found out after the fact.
Now, what hat are you wearing this evening?
This is a California Angels cap.
Okay.
A little, it's like acid wash pink or some shit.
Are you a fan of the Angels?
I'm a fan of Angels in the outfield. I'm a fan of Danny Glover.
Yes.
I'm a fan of the concept of angels, more so ghosts than angels, but whatever.
Now, no offense, you're an African-American male.
That's maybe that's true.
I've never heard of an African-American male who's a fan of ghosts. Because most people think of ghosts, I instantly think of the Klan. Because uniforms.
I never once thought of that.
That's the what's the difference? It's pointier ghosts. It's just the Klan.
I'm talking about, like, fucking Slimer, Ghostbusters.
I'm talking about realistic ghosts.
I'm talking about Casper ghosts.
I also wanted to date Christina Ricci.
Hell yeah.
All right,
that movie?
Same page.
Can I say something real quick? You brought up a really good point. Because I just, in the car ride on the way here, I figured out that white people and black people didn't grow up the same.
That's true. Now, are you saying white people and black people have differences?
Yeah. I saw it on BuzzFeed. I saw 30 points on why they're different. And now I believe it to be true.
Well, nothing's going to top that. Coming to the stage are two of the most important people in the fashion world, and they're going to come to the stage because it's currently New York Fashion Week, the most important week of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the host and the mentor of Project Runway, Mr. Tim Gunn and Ms. Heidi Klum. Everybody, put your hands together. Play them on, Ian. Ian, great. I think that was perfect music.
That was great. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
It's very good.
It's me, Tim Gunn, from Fashion Project
Fashion
Runway.
Project Runway. And Tim Gunn.
And I'm here with my co-host, Heidi Klum.
Avidusane.
Hi.
Just kidding. I'm staying for a while. Working on humor.
That was amazing,
she really
Heidi.
Cracks me up.
She does.
It's true. She's so funny. So we're here to preview the Fashion Week. New York Fashion Week is coming up. And
it's right now.
It's right now. And people in New York are just making it work right now.
Fashion right now is more brutal than it has been in years. And brutal in a good way.
Oh, really? Now how is it more brutal this year?
More babies, more denim, more diapers.
More stillborns, more Nazi stuff, and, you know, it's just fashion this year is really going out there. It's making its statement. It's saying, hey, I'm fashion. I'm here, okay?
Yeah.
And you know what is a fucking shame? For a fucking
it's okay to swear,
travesty.
By the way.
Can I curse
Yeah, you can swear. It's okay.
It's a fucking travesty that we just get a week for fashion. When they give African Americans an entire month, do you know how much fashion has suffered, okay? You know how much...
I do know how much. It's
okay.
A lot. It's
well,
a
thank
lot.
You.
Yeah.
I was
thank
married you. To an African American from Haiti.
I don't think he's an African American.
What do you mean?
He's from Great Britain, I thought. Isn't Seals from Great Britain?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so wouldn't he just be a guy
no,
from...
No, he's an
a
American.
Hot mess. That's what
we
he is.
We consider him American.
Have you seen his face?
No,
he's
no.
a hot mess.
I was married to an African American. I would know.
But the second war, he was
his
an American.
His face was so fucked up. Did you guys see that?
When you come to America, you become an American.
So you're also an American, Heidi.
I'm a German American.
You're a German American. But okay, never mind. Thanks for leaving Fashion Week to come to Washington.
We're still in Fashion Week.
Well,
you're still,
you know.
I mean. You're still. Thanks for leaving New
York.
It's
a fucking travesty that we just got a week. It should be just.
I got that. We've
life.
Already covered that point.
It's just fashion life.
Fashion
it's just
life.
Fashion.
We're
existence.
Here. We're fashion all day, every day.
Okay.
Yes. Now, one of the things I've always wondered about on this show that you do that I love. I mean,
yeah.
I'm in love with this
all
season.
Right.
How much?
Out of, I mean, what's the scale?
I don't know what your scale.
Out of 1 to 5, I'd say a 4. I think it's out of. It's,
okay.
It's
okay.
The top.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite
number.
Shows. I watch every week. Now,
okay.
One of the things that I like that you did, Tim, was I think that you used your save correctly this season, saving the man that's hard of hearing. Like, that was a really great save. I think the audience.
Oh, that was really tough. That was a really tough experience for all of us involved.
We just love to hear his accent.
Yeah.
Really? It's just because.
Do you want to imitate his accent? Because not everyone knows. The deaf man's
accent. I love fashion.
That's true. She nailed it. That's a woman that's on a show. Okay, now, one of the
Listen, people want to see freaks making capri pants, and that's what we're going to bring to you, because it's fashion runway, okay?
And actually, when we would talk about him badly, he wouldn't even know.
Why would you talk badly, poorly about him? He was actually one of the best designers.
Fucking Helen Keller making an Afghan. You know, that's what we want to see on TV nowadays.
Why don't you guys ever do a pajama challenge? I've always wanted to know, what do you guys wear to bed?
Oh, nothing.
No.
Well, oh, hey, sexy.
Well, actually, I'm doing something that's actually new in my
okay.
bedtime attire. I wear a suit of armor, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Now, where do you get
keeps,
your suits?
It keeps my wife away from my penis.
Oh, I didn't realize you were married to a woman.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize you have a penis?
What's that?
I thought you were a gay woman.
No, I make it work with my penis. That's what I do. I just
Is that
wake
where
up.
You coined your,
I just
your famous
wake up,
catchphrase?
Put a little concealer on my pain.
Wait.
And I make it work, you know?
I thought, actually, his makeup is so good, I thought he had a vagina.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes you go vagina. You do vagina makeup, but it's actually still a penis.
I didn't know that was a thing you could
it's
do.
It's a penis that you...
You tuck it back, I guess.
Wow. Okay, now it is Fashion Week, and I think what the people want to know are some tips. What are some everyday tips?
Okay.
So we want to go over a couple of the hotter, newer designers.
And I want you to do that.
That are really making it work this year at Fashion Week.
Yes.
Okay.
So the first things that we want to share with America
yes.
is the new trend. It's denim harem pants. So they look like MC Hammer pants,
yes.
but they have an embroidered diaper.
So
on the pants.
It's Hammer pants and they're denim and there's an embroidered diaper.
And yes. also you can take a dump in them and no one will know.
That's they're lined. Great. They're lined.
They're
like a boy's bathing suit.
So they're actually... So
it's like a wetsuit type material.
No, is this?
It's a wetsuit type textile
for the denim.
But it's
but they're denim.
It's a classic pant, and that's the thing.
It's a classic Hammer.
When
pant.
You're Timeless. Talking about fashion, an important thing is remembering that you have to make all plural terms singular.
Okay.
A practical pant, for instance.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
The group of butterfly.
How often does a group of butterfly come up on the show?
How magical is your life?
Fair question. Fair.
I think that's question. Yeah, that's a great point.
Now, that seems to be an outfit for the male. Now I'm not sure if those pants are for the female. Do you have any outfits that are specifically for the female?
Well, there's a new designer. Yes. He's coming out of actually Tampa, Florida, which is...
I didn't realize Tampa was like a hotbed of fashion.
There's kind of a little scene going on right now. It's pretty exciting in Tampa.
The Tampa fashion scene.
And so his name is Sebastian Hitler, and he's coming out with a new line of damp casts.
I'm sorry, damp what?
So all the models are actually injured people, and... He does a soak type treatment on the casts.
On the casts.
And then they smell like Vietnam. During the war. During the war, Vietnam.
Now, Tim, you're old enough to have fought in Vietnam. At least I think you might be.
Agent Orange just burning
people's flesh.
Did you
fight in Vietnam?
What's that?
Did you fight in Vietnam?
Oh, of course.
Oh, really?
I fought those hats. What are they doing? Make it work with the hats. Come on.
Oh, of course, of course. You just went to Vietnam to judge hats.
Well, yeah, I did my service.
That's true. Well, it's nice to meet a patriot. So now, Heidi, what's a designer that you're excited about? I'm sure you're excited about Sebastian Hitler. You're from Germany. But what?
Yes.
Give me another designer.
He's from Tampa, Florida.
From Tampa. I'm sorry.
I think for me, what's most exciting this year is what Baby Gap is doing.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Baby Gap
is really pulling out all the stops. And they're like saying, hey, we're Baby Gap. We're here, okay? And we're going to be like who we are. And we're going to show you little kids walking down the runway and twerking. And how young are they? Very young.
Infants.
They're infants.
Is they basically are doing, first of all, I love what they're doing with body image because the babies are so fat.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Giant, fat little babies shaking their asses.
They're actually putting their legs up on the wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So they're actually.
And they're just saying, world star, world star.
And actually, what's really cool, so there are two looks right now that are happening.
Yes.
So the first look is diaper bustier. So you do a diaper with a bustier.
Because what if your titties, your baby titties, take a shit, you know? You need to be protected.
Yep.
It ends up making it look like the babies are eggs wearing clothes.
So it looks like eggs wearing clothes that are twerking and their breasts are taking a shit.
Exactly.
And oh, okay.
People are saying like, hey, is this child abuse? But my answer to that is it probably is.
Yeah, okay, actually. Good.
But for fashion, it doesn't matter. Lady Gaga will meet. It doesn't
exactly.
matter.
So Lady Gaga, an adult.
Well, speaking of edible textiles.
Okay, let's move on.
Danny DeVito is a star of screen and stage.
Okay.
And he's coming out with a pant, a very wearable pant for the modern woman.
It's a woman's slack.
It's a sandwich pant. It's actually made out of sandwiches.
Now, what kind of sandwiches?
Well, it's a very tasteful artisanal rye, actually.
Okay.
Made by artisans that are actually, they've been making rye for so long, they're actually about to die. So, these pants are only going to be around... As long as these old motherfuckers can make them, really.
As long as there's butter, these pants will be around.
As long as there's butter?
Oh, yeah. It's actually the glaze on the pant.
This seems like a pant that would attract a lot of insects and things from the outside. Like, you might not want to ride the subway if you're wearing these artisanal pants.
Oh, but that's disgusting.
What's disgusting? The subway?
Subway.
What is the subway?
It's a cesspool down there. Have you been down there?
I've never been to a cesspool.
Oh, my goodness.
The other thing about Baby Gaps that
yes.
I actually did...
Let's go back to the babies.
Just because I'm actually inspired and I feel like it's like I need to share it. Okay, so what's happening now with babies is that babies are actually getting braces. And what's happening is you're actually attaching the braces to the gums.
We're just going to fix the baby teeth, make the baby teeth work.
And
okay?
Then when the baby teeth fall out, they're just teeth hanging in the baby's
hanging
mouth.
Hanging chads, like from the 2000 Florida election season.
So the new trend are hanging chad baby teeth.
What's so cool about it is actually when the babies are twerking down the runway, Okay, so they actually don't play music?
Oh, it's just the jangling of the baby?
You just hear the jangling of the teeth.
Oh, my God. No, just... Are these mic'd in a Janet Jackson-style microphone way, or maybe or Madonna-style, where like the baby has a microphone so the people in the room could hear the teeth? Okay, that makes more sense.
It's a very tasteful Bluetooth. Very Jackie O, but like ready to wear.
Jackie O ready to wear Bluetooth.
Almost like
on
Judy,
a baby.
Like Judy Jetson.
Like Judy Jetson, Jackie O inspired.
Almost.
Who is your favorite fictional fashionista?
Matilda, by far.
Matilda? Really? What about Matilda just makes it work? Well, is it okay that I used your term?
No, that's fine.
All right, good.
I feel like what was so cool about Matilda is that she made this look like this orphan look sort of work, even though she had parents.
Okay. So it's like playing a role.
Yeah, it's like she really understood the drama.
Yes. It's important to understand the drama.
She understood the drama. She's like, poor me, I don't have parents. I'm an orphan. I could have been from Oliver, but actually I'm from Matilda, and I just love to read.
That's important. Now, Tim, what's your favorite fictional character?
I'd probably say Hitler.
Hitler was not fictional, though.
Well, I mean, he was. He was invented by Jews.
That's true. Now, okay. Moving on.
Jewish propaganda Hollywood.
Since it is... Since it is New York Fashion...
The thing about Hitler is...
Since it's
really
New York Fashion Week, I think it would be very helpful if you can critique maybe my outfit, maybe Jamel's outfit, and tell us what we're doing incorrectly. How could we better ourselves? So let's start with Jamel. Jamel's wearing a very sensible Puma shoe that I quite enjoy. He's wearing some basic darker Levi's. And everything from the waist up looks like season 3 Dan from Roseanne. Now, how would you fix that, and or would you fix anything? Is it perfect?
Feels like, for me, what I'm missing in this outfit, what I'm missing is a cape.
Now, what kind of cape? Would you do like a Phantom of the Opera cape, or like a superhero cape, or like a small child who has a Superman hero cape, and then decides, like, I'm going to wear it as an adult, like a little cape?
I'll stop you right there, because actually, you didn't nail it. What actually I'm seeing for you is more of like a Transylvania kind of cape, like the Count from Sesame Street. Sorry, I have young children, so I'm very inspired right now.
Basically, he's going to wear the cape. He's going to say, hey, I'm here. I got a cape on, okay? And I'm here to make it work, okay? No matter what the occasion, okay? Quinceañera, okay? I'm wearing a cape, okay? That's what I'm doing. I'm just a guy with a cape, you know?
So you wouldn't change anything. You would just add a cape.
Well, no. I would take off the rest of his
clothes.
He would be nude with a cape.
Yes. I'm sorry. Was I not clear?
You weren't clear. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
Now, what about... That makes more sense now. I'm back on board. Now,
with the diapers, though, probably, just because...
Yeah.
Is that for sanitary reasons or fashion reasons?
Fashion.
Fashion reasons. Okay. What color would the diaper be?
Red.
Red diaper. Black cape.
There's actually...
With the ears, the cape with the big collar.
Got it. Okay.
There's a very brave, exciting designer coming out of Depends Adults Diapers. The next season, let me tell you, it's going to be cloudy with a chance of meatballs, okay? It's going to be some really exciting stuff. His name is Withrow Cuck. And that is short for cuckold, actually,
because
his wife cheated on him right before his eyes.
And so as a result, he actually created this pasta chic line.
Pasta chic?
It's pasta chic.
It's more of a pasta composite. It's pasta combined with gold from the Holocaust.
Tim, I think you're an anti-Semite. I'm sorry to say this. It seems pretty obvious to me that you really don't like Jewish people.
No, these Jews' teeth make the absolute best accessory.
Okay, good to know. Now, my outfit is a little bit more more formal than Jamel's. I'm wearing a beetle boot. I'm wearing purple socks. I'm wearing a gray slack, white collared shirt.
Gray slack.
Black suit coat, black blazer, and a skinny purple tie. Now, how would you fix this?
Okay, first of all, I would kill yourself, right?
Okay. Oh, okay, fine. I kill myself. What do you dress me in the coffin?
Okay, then I'd resurrect a la Jesus and the Matrix, okay? I'd bring you back in a very tasteful daishiki, okay? that says, hey, okay, I understand my heritage, okay?
My heritage involves a dashiki.
I have the whole month of February.
Oh, okay. That's it? Just the dashiki?
Oh, no. No.
I mean, obviously, also, not just that.
Well, you gave him just a cape and a diaper.
To me, what's missing for you...
Yes.
...is a sense of drama.
I don't have enough drama.
I'm thinking if we do something for you, a little more Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web? What would that...
What
just
I'm
cobwebs?
Thinking is you add the Halloween cobwebs into your hair, and you do it like a hair plug, and you actually just let it creep down your whole back.
Or maybe we could do a makeover. We could go M to F. And you could just go for a Rachel Maddow kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it? I could pretty much be Rachel Maddow now if I shaved.
Well, I guess so.
So that's all you're saying?
Oh, you didn't mean Monday through Friday. So
oh, no,
we could shop every day.
I meant having okay. Gender reassignment surgery, which is the ultimate makeover.
My child just had gender reassignment surgery, and she is a lot happier.
Was it a he or was it a she?
We're not sure.
She was actually an F to M to F.
Now she's a...
So you just had her do two reassignment surgeries.
We're just letting
because.
Her evolve
like, hey,
as she
you know,
evolves.
I'm here.
And how old is she?
7.
Perfect. Now that's the best age to have gender reassignment surgery for your kids. Mm-hmm. Twice, at least. Now, do you have any parting words of advice for the fashion-conscious listeners and audience?
Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf. Now, that's something I thought Tim would have said. So it's good to see that you guys are on the same team.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's important to have unity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you're a horrible pair of racists, and I really appreciate you being here. Watch Project Runway. I actually watch it on demand. I like to make a night of it. You know, I watch with my wife. We talk about who we think's going to win. I'm enjoying this season. I think keep up the good work.
Yeah, I definitely think Ruben Sutter is going to take it this year, but that's just me, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together All for right. two of the most fashionable people in the world, Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn. Ian, play them away.
Coming next to the stage, a very lovely young brother for his weekly segment, Color Commentary with Haywood Turnham C. Jr. Give it up for Haywood Turnham C. Jr.
Hello.
I would like to thank Ian for consistently playing the shoegaze version of Lose Yourself by Eminem every single time Haywood comes to the stage, because if there's two things that Haywood Turnham C. Jr. loves, it's Eminem and shoegazer music.
That's it. Shoegazer.
Do you know what that means?
Nope.
Perfect. Haywood, how are you?
I'm well. How about you, sir?
I'm all right, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, man. Happy 300, man.
Yeah.
Big up. Happy 300.
Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome, man. Like, you're like George Washington Carver. Like, he just had he had 300 uses for the peanut. You have 300 uses for this show.
That's going to be the new pull quote on all posters. He's the George Washington Carver of podcasting.
That's it?
The whitest man in the room, Brandon Weather. We do a segment called Color Commentary. Why is it called Color Commentary?
It's just a color. It's the look of the world from the gentrified.
Which is me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
Now, what are we going to talk about this week?
This week, we're actually going to talk about, I'm noticing your button. And
yes.
Actually, it is the first week of football, so we are going to talk about the NFL. Big up. We're going to talk about the NFL.
Do you want to lead this conversation or should I?
It could go any kind of way you would like.
Let me start, all right?
Yes.
Haywood used to play football.
I did.
Where did you used to play?
I played defense.
For?
Defensive end for Waynesburg College, Moon Township, Area High School Tigers.
Let's talk about the college. You actually played college football.
I played college football.
Why?
White women.
There you go.
Why else do black men play college football?
Scholarships?
So like we said, white women. What is scholarships, white women. That is
scholarship
the same
another word for white woman?
Essentially.
That's how you get started. That's how you get a revolutionary to stop being a revolutionary.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, he's really...
How many concussions did you suffer?
None. I gave
him. You are a liar.
No, I gave him.
You still have head contact.
No, I was tough.
What about in high school?
No, I was tough.
You never gotten a concussion.
No. You gotta be, I mean...
I've gotten concussions in Pop Warner.
If you lead with your head, that's because you wasn't tackling right.
No, I was the quarterback. I got sacked a lot.
Oh, well.
Made a bad line.
You didn't have me.
You played defense.
I played offensive line in high school.
Why?
Because it was the shit. I like protecting white boys.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Why do people gasp?
I know that. Oh,
do you guys know what football
oh my
is?
Gosh.
Like, that's literally his job on the offensive line is to protect the quarterback. And the NFL is notoriously racist, and there's not that many African-American quarterbacks for that reason.
Did they not see the blind side?
I actually haven't. Have you?
Yes. Great movie.
Seriously?
Great movie.
All right, fair enough.
Sandra Bullock deserved that Oscar.
Did she?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, she did. She was great. She played a real white woman in that movie.
Why are we talking about the NFL this week?
Because the NFL is so awesome, and I was watching the football game yesterday. Did anybody watch the opening football game yesterday, the Ravens versus the Broncos?
Of course.
I mean, it was big, right? And I was looking at this football game, and I was watching this football game, and you know how we discuss things sometimes.
Yes.
And I was like, really, this is the meaning of life. You literally have, like, all of these different people out there playing together. Well, not really. You have black guys and white guys and maybe a Samoan or two.
Yes.
But you have, like, and it's like, it's beautiful. Like, you can get out all, I don't want to say this. Football, if we look at it on a, like, on a bigger level than just sport, mm-hmm. it could really save the world. It is great for race relations. Someone like
now,
Jack Kemp.
Yes.
Actually, Doug Lewis Farrakhan. Jack Kemp was a quarterback from the 1970s. Mm-hmm. Big dude, became a politician, and he was like, yo, Farrakhan actually is saying some good stuff.
Now, I agree with that statement. The problem is anyone that's playing in the NFL is probably going to have a debilitating injury. And a lot of those injuries deal with the brain. So do we only get unity? Do we only achieve unity through brain trauma?
Yes.
Okay.
Brain damage is the best way to go.
Because the button I'm currently wearing is the 1985 Chicago Bears button.
Chicago, we are the Bears shuffling through.
And Jim McMahon now is really shot. He's like dead, essentially, from all of those injuries.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still Jim McMahon.
But he doesn't realize he's Jim McMahon in the morning.
He doesn't have to.
He kind of does. He's gotten arrested for being naked on a golf
course. No, because he was a football player and he's strong. And just like this is your 300th show. Remember the movie, The 300? Remember all those strong dudes? 300 people could change the world.
They all died horribly in the end.
Just like football players will all die horribly, but we remember them, right?
I would just rather live.
Not forever. No one is going to. So you might as well, like they said in Varsity Blues, live strong, die hard. Today is all we got. Dad, I don't want your life. This is my whole point. This is all we got. All we got is this little bit of time here on Earth. You've 300 shows, right? Haven't
yeah.
you had a ball?
I have.
Haven't
yes.
you had a ball?
Aren't yeah. you also and dying inside?
No! It's the opposite. It's the exact opposite.
You feel great when you go home after doing this?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But
right?
I feel better doing it than not doing it.
How much more brain damage do you incur doing this show?
None.
Than my son will incur playing football.
Way less.
No.
I played football. I have way more.
Because we had to deal with that little bit of dead space when people were like trying to figure out where we were going.
I understand.
And then that's the hard part. Football, you don't have that. You know what you have when that happens? Cheerleaders.
You just run laps. No, as a player, you don't enjoy cheerleaders. You don't see them.
I don't know what school you went to. Football, it's Americana. It is the reason why no one fucks with America.
People fuck with America.
And this is what we call color commentary.
Did you forget?
People don't fuck.
You forgot. It's this week, buddy. You forgot. People fuck with America.
Well. But since then, we have been playing football in London, England, just to show those motherfuckers how
they
big we really
London.
Are.
They weren't in London. It didn't come from London.
Hey, man, listen, you fucking up my bit. I'm kidding. No, I'm saying, no, really. Like, if you look at those football players, you look at those are like 300 positions, right? Those are 300 dudes. Like, there are only 32
yes.
teams, about 56 squads. There are 300 jobs. Those motherfuckers, if they went on the football field,
that's
right?
That's only six teams, man. There's
whatever, man. I didn't study math. I studied white women. If those guys weren't playing football, what would they be doing? Like, if Peyton Manning wasn't leading the football team, what else would he be doing?
Country radio DJ.
Yeah.
He listens to the Outlaw station on XM Sirius.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's in the commercial. Yeah, Outlaw 42, call Dad.
No, he really
Dad,
does.
I got the steaks on the grill.
No, he's slow, for real. He's slow. I mean, they need jobs. Like, if you figure, like, football has been the best thing to happen to America since slavery. Because now we have jobs for all those big people to do.
So you're saying slavery was good for America?
In hindsight.
It's good for making money.
In hindsight.
Paper.
How else do I get those millions?
You realize on stage right now are two African-American gentlemen saying that slavery was good for America.
The blind side.
Not good for me, but you're right for a country.
It was great. You're hey, come on, man, listen.
I got this shirt on a clearance rack.
Let's be honest. Diamonds, cotton.
Now you will multiply that.
What's the difference? We could be picking cotton in America 400 years ago, or I could be picking diamonds
Brooks
in
Brothers,
Africa right
dog.
Now.
There's other options, aren't there?
Coffee beans.
Man, you made me depressed.
No, football is awesome. I think football is great. I think football is the meaning of life. I think football is like color commentary. I think football is like great. I think it's great. Like
I agree.
White people can tell black people what to do on the football field. That is awesome. If we listen to you guys more in life, maybe we will have something.
What is this? Hey. What apologist shit is this? What are you talking
yeah,
about?
I've changed stuff, my view. Wait a minute.
No, I'm changing my view. I'm watching a football game, and I was like, I need a Peyton Manning in my life. Can you be Peyton Manning, Brandon Weatherby?
Yeah,
I need a white
wait,
man to
wait,
tell
wait,
me
wait,
where
wait,
to go.
Stop. No. Peyton Manning has one Super Bowl ring.
Yes, but he played in two.
Stop. Who was the coach?
Tony Dungy.
Who is a?
Black guy.
There you go. So your whole analogy is already thrown out
the window.
And that
was a Super Bowl where they had two black coaches.
And they beat the Bears, I know.
Football.
But you know what's bullshit about that?
What?
Tony Dungy was the coach, but you know what they always say about that team? Peyton Manning ran the team. They basically, SportsCenter, that whole season, oh, Peyton Manning's the coach, and Susie Colbert was sucking his dick off on the fucking broadcast. She was.
I know.
You know it.
That's true.
And his son also killed himself like 3 weeks before the
oh,
Super Bowl.
That's so
Damn.
Mean.
Yeah.
That's so mean. Well, this went south.
This is a good one.
But my whole point is football is great. Like, I think that white people need to tell black people more of what
to
do. All
right, classic football segment. Who's your favorite team?
My favorite team, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Very sorry. No, don't boo him.
No, they can boo. They can actually boo if they want
to. He has to watch the team this year. They're going to be horrible.
No, why are you saying that?
Because.
You know why they're my favorite team?
Why?
Black and gold.
All right, fine. Who's your pick for the Super Bowl? Who are the two? Who's going all the way?
This is going to be mean, but I really think the Broncos are going to take it for the AFC.
Yeah, agreed.
And right now, I don't see nobody beating San Francisco.
Agreed. Who's going to win?
Who do we say?
Broncos. It's obvious. Yeah. Those are my picks. What
That's
about
the
you,
apocalypse.
Jamel?
I'm picking the Little Giants.
Not the Giants, the team.
No.
Rick Moranis coached Little Giants. Age appropriate.
They're coming up this year.
And who are they going to face? That's the NFC, obviously. They're going to replace the New York Giants with the Little Giants. And then who's the AFC?
I don't know. Probably like the SWAT Cats or something.
All right, good. And who's going to take it?
First tie in history.
First tie in the Super Bowl history?
They're going to play for 2 days straight. Look at the time.
During Black History Month.
And who's your pick for Super Bowl entertainment?
Ooh.
They've been announced.
Oh, yeah.
Yet.
They haven't announced it yet.
Who is going to play the Super Bowl?
Two Chainz.
Can we get Two Chainz down?
Can we get Public Enemy at a fucking Super Bowl?
Can we get Public Enemy? Can we get the Strokes to wear Miley Cyrus outfits?
Miley Cyrus twerking at the Super Bowl. Book it. New York City.
I'm going to go Justin Timberlake, Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's a gimmick. It's pretty.
Yeah, that's
everybody
black.
Get him.
Yeah. That's black and white enough.
No.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was a good one. I enjoyed that segment.
I know, man. We're getting sports. It's sports time.
Hey, can I say something racist?
Yes. Yes, you can say something racist. Jamel, really quick. That's why I do this show.
So you can come on and say racist things. Well, I got something for you. Brandon, I had a question. And I was talking about this with my man Dre in the car. Question to you. Brandon, when did you find out what black people were?
Where black people work?
No, what they were. Like, when did you find out in your life? I'm not asking this as like a diss, but this is a thing. This is a thing. When you're black, you know what white people are when you come out of the womb. My mom's first words to me were, "Watch out for them crackers, boy." I was zero. I knew what white people were from day
so
one.
You're asking-
it feels like white people don't find out what black people are until they leave home. It's like college when you find out what black people are.
Yeah.
Ever?
I mean, for the most part.
Yeah. No, for me, because this is going to sound
racist. Did you find out that every black person wasn't an athlete?
Oh, from day one. Sadly, the formative race relations in my household came from two television shows, because there was television on all the time, because you grew up poor white trash.
Wait for it.
All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
True. And Good Times.
And Good Times.
I've seen every episode of both multiple times. So I.
And he's from Chicago, so he was like, that's where they live.
Yeah,
put a different feel.
Yeah.
I had a backwards thing. Like, my parents put me in a school with, like, a bunch of white kids. I went to, like, this.
You too?
I went to a Magnet Elementary School.
Ooh, that, and ooh, that was a shocker.
I used to watch Wings alone. Yeah.
Like, see, I've never watched Wings. I've never watched Wings.
That was a shocker. Like, I only saw white people on TV until I went to school, and it was like, wow.
Or white.
And mean.
I'm very sorry.
Just as mean. But it's okay. And rich.
I'm not.
No, neither were the kids I went to school with.
Yeah.
They were okay.
Let's think about rich white kids now.
Man.
We all hate them.
Speaking of rich white kids, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Heywood Turnham's
Hey!
Junior. Ian Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely talented Miss Margot McDonald.
Hey. Hey, you guys. It's a little preemptive information. This is my loop pedal. It's a device that I use to record things live, so everything you hear is being done as you watch. I'll sing into it and record something. Play it back, sing something else still. There are about 20 Margos going on. Thanks for staying till the end. This first song is called Teardrop. Om um baidum 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 baidum
Yeah!
just stumbling a little. I just stumbling a little. I just stumbling a little bit. I stumbling a little. I'm just stumbling a little. I just stumbling a little bit. Thank you. Let's see. I think I'll play some more.
Just a, 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 a,
dozen restaurants. Running out of breath, breath. Faster than the speed of sound. Come around to you. Breath, love doesn't rest, rest, running out of breath, breath, speed of sound. Great. Thank you guys so much. I think I'm going to play two more. This next one I'm going to do, does anyone here know the magnetic fields? Perchance, I heard it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. This is one of my favorite songs that I made an arrangement of a few months ago. This is The Book of Love. The book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you. I Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Brandon, for having me on the show. I'm going to play one more song. All of these are going to be on a new album I have coming out real soon. Thank you guys for listening again. This last song is called Call. Thank you.
Do you ever start a song and realize, oh shit, that's not in key, and then have to start, like, because you were in key the entire time, but your voice is kind of like the template for all of the music. So if you're out of key, what do you do?
Say fuck it and keep going.
There you go. There you go. Fuck it and keep going. I know you're good because multiple people that have never seen you tonight. Since I'm using a microphone, I won't do what they do. They like tap me on the shoulder and then like nodded and gave me like a thumbs up, like, oh, I approve. Usually they don't. So thank you so much for doing this. You were the perfect guest for the show. Do you have any shows of which you'd like to plug?
It's a long ways away, but I have a CD release that'll be in November.
Where?
Early November at the former Spanish Residency.
At the former Spanish on 16th?
On 16th, yes.
Is it just you?
I'm debating some openers, but
so this is your night.
This is my night
at the Spanish Embassy. What's the date?
I don't have a date yet, but early November.
Early November. That's a
I'm
lot.
Sorry.
All right. Well, if the Bears aren't playing, I'll be there. Thank you so much. You're very, very talented. My favorite NFL fan, Margo McDonald. Margo, what's your team? Whoa. She's drunk. She's a drunk woman.
These are new shoes, too.
For the listener at home,
Andrew was talking
boots
about his
are
before.
Killer. She's wearing white boots. The ankle boots are killer. Good boot. Fantastic boot choice. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for doing this.
Likewise.
Mine are
beautiful.
Look how dirty these are. I didn't shine them. Thank you. So you're fantastic. You should see her live. She sounds great, but seeing her live makes it so much better, so I highly recommend that you go see her. You should tour because you're an easy setup.
Yes.
Do that.
Yeah.
All right. You can leave. Okay. Thanks. I'm not like kicking her out. It's going to get weird, so I'm just thank you for being you. Thanks for coming to the show tonight, everybody in the room and people listening at home. People listening at home, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. A lot. This is episode 300, whatever. We do a lot of these. Three things. Number one, it's still Harold's birthday. Harold is next to my lovely wife. And Harold apparently does not want to be recognized because he's just not. He will review. There, raise your hands, Harold. Buy him a drink. He's a wonderful man. And we are Chicago Bears fans, and we have a horrible 18 weeks ahead of us. Okay, it's going to be rough. Yeah, I hope you're right. It's going to be horrible. I'd also like to. So that's the first thing. The second thing is there's a lovely, lovely person in this room who's about to get married, and her name is Annie. And Annie is getting married. Annie is getting married, and we should celebrate that love. And one of the ways we celebrate that love is me right now apologizing to Annie for not responding to her RCP. I can't find the postcard. Whatever food you have, we want it. That's the right answer. Sorry about that. Kelsey was looking for it tonight. We can't find it. I'm very sorry. We're there. Whatever you serve us is the best. I'm in. She's having sausages. She's also from Chicago because sausages are part of her wedding. That's not a euphemism. Like, there's her husband's actually, like, I think you're doing the homemade sausage. Her husband, true story, is making sausage for his own wedding. That's a cool bro, all right? Finally, the most important person to thank in the room is my wife. She's a wonderful woman. She's incredibly uncomfortable right now. She's never been on this show, nor will she be, because I respect her too much to ever do that to her. She's a wonderful person. She definitely needs alcohol for putting up with 300 shows of this, especially considering about 100 of those are recorded in our apartment. Jamel, you need to say something? Not that, Mike.
Wait a minute. Yeah, yo. I got some shit to say. I got a plug, man.
You got a plug, Jamel? I'm sorry. Yeah. Jamel's got a plug. Go ahead.
I got a plug. I'm doing this weird brunch show September 14th, Shaw's Tavern.
Stop, Jamel. You're really ruining my thank you to my wife with a plug for a brunch show?
She doesn't even like the show, nigga. I'm doing my thing as well. She understands.
Do you think this plug is helping you or hurting you? Dre, go away. Do you think this plug is hurting you or... Dre, thank you, by the way.
I don't think it matters. I just wanted to say some more shit I've been drinking.
Check my hand. Jamel is a great man. Follow him. Are you not on Twitter anymore? Did you delete that?
Nonprofit comic, boxcar adult. Look, man.
You used to be Baby Telemundo.
I mean, that's my Gmail, man.
That's your Gmail. That's right. Okay. His Gmail, everybody, is babytelemundo@gmail. Figure that out when you're trying to book a comic. Baby Telemundo. Because when I think of Spanish, stop talking right now. Jesus. I love you, buddy. Final announcement. We are no longer a weekly show. We will be doing this monthly because people are getting married, and we're doing a show at the Kennedy Center, and we're doing a show in New Orleans, and we can't keep up weekly here because we'll be traveling. So we will not be back here for a month. We will be back here the first Friday of October, and following that, we'll be here the first Friday of every month, and then follow us on the road. Come to New York tomorrow night and see this exact same show. Every single performer that you saw on stage tonight will be with us in New York City, the exact same show. It's going to be even better. This is take one. So thanks for coming. Have a wonderful night. Sing a Mr. Rogers song in your head, because that's how I feel right now. It's a lovely feeling. You are lovely people. Thank you.